This is Dr. Joe Webb of the What They Think Economics and Research Center with our report of March 2011 printing shipments. All this is copyright by What They Think. Let's go straight to slide 3. The March 2011 shipments were $7.7 billion. That was up 3.6% compared to last year. Now, we've got a lot of easy comparisons that have been going through the system here because January and February were terrible. We'll see that on the chart. But this was actually pretty good. Unfortunately, when we take out inflation, you end up with a 0.9% increase, but I think we like increases. The other problem is that these are still comparisons to a bad year, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the discussion. March is likely now the biggest printing month of the year. The retail printing business for the holiday shopping seems to have flattened out very, very significantly. You'll see that from some of the charts coming up as well, to where March is very important. Now, when we just look at March, figuring that it's around 8.8% or 8.7% of the year of shipments, depending on what years you start comparing it to, this implies an $88 billion a year, which would be up about 1.5% versus last year. Now, last year, as we know, was bad. We came in around $86.7 billion. So it would be an increase. It would still be down at levels that are not particularly satisfying for us, especially compared to 2009 and 2008. It appears that, for the most part, the worst is over. And as many of you who follow our discussions of these things know, the recommendation has been to treat this as breathing room. We've had 12 consecutive months of current dollar increase. That's very, very good. But inflation has been eating away at those things. The charts will show that as well. The big warning about this report, especially, this report may only be worth listening to for this week and next, because they're updating their data series that we use on May 13th. In the past, the revisions have been very, very significant for the prior 2 years. So they may be revising 2009 and 2010 to a very, very significant degree. In some years, they've removed industry downturns and flattened them out. In other years, they've added the downturns in. So we're watching this extremely carefully. They may reduce shipments to the downside just based on what we've been seeing in terms of the employment data. But the 13th will be here soon enough. It will take us a couple of days to really digest everything that's going on, and we will present a new historical shipments report sometime toward the end of the month. But be sure to watch the blog and the columns for what these data mean. February shipments were revised down by $34 million. That's not a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. Canada shipments were $655 million Canadian. That was good. That was up 1.7% in Canadian dollars and down only slightly, 0.4% on an inflation-adjusted basis. But you can see how Canada's printers are really in behind the eight ball, so to speak, because their shipments were up 10% in U.S. dollars. And so it's very difficult for them to sell into the U.S., and a lot of that volume, as we know over the years, has been going to printers from China. So who has suffered the most from Chinese imports? Not U.S. printers, Canadian printers. U.S. imports of printing have been basically the same percentage of total shipments for years. We're continuing to forecast flat shipments compared to 2010. There is a little bit of a warning here. The tablet PC market is going to get a flood of devices in the fall, and they're going to be coming from all sides. A lot of them haven't even been announced yet. We're recording this on May 5th. Just yesterday, there were some very good and reliable reports that Amazon is officially going to get into the tablet business. Now, this has been because of complaints that the Kindle is just a book device. But getting into the tablet business is kind of easy for someone like Amazon because they already have an existing business that they can put onto it, notably their book business. So this bears watching, that's for sure. So the fall shipments forecast is looking a little bit risky. Every year that goes by, there's more implementation of broadband, there are faster devices and the like. So while we think things are going to be flat with last year. We're getting a little bit concerned, especially in terms of a lot of the economic things that we're looking at. We're going to know a lot more in a couple of days as economic data start to come out. But the general economic data are starting to look like things are slowing down again, and there may be a possibility of another recession. Now, we can't rely on these folks to tell us when there's a recession because they didn't declare the last one until we were 11 months into it. So just keep an eye out. And again, the advice about breathing room is extremely important. So reorganize your businesses and reconfigure them in terms of what they do for clients. Start working on product lines and product offerings. But while business is kind of flat right now, and it's good if you're a healthy printer because a lot of the weaker printers will continue to fall out of the marketplace, make sure that you're ready for what's ahead in terms of technology, demographics, all those young people who are going to be entering the workforce who are expecting digital communications technology, and also whatever the economy starts to hand us. Let's go to slide 4. Slide 4 shows in the black line all the way toward the left, March shipments were higher than the prior 2 years, but you see how much of a difference there is compared to 2007 and 2008. That wasn't a very long time ago. And we go to slide 5, you can see that we're in the middle between 2009 and 2010. In fact, we're starting to hug that line for 2010. I think that's where the line's going to end up for the rest of the year. And you can see that on slide 6. In fact, our forecast is telling us that we're going to hug that line very, very closely for the rest of the year, as you can see. So the forecasts are still for slightly below 2010. The 2010 is the yellow line. The black line matches up best with 2009. I think we're going to end up somewhere in between those kinds of things. But you can see where October, generally the biggest the printing month, looks like from the forecast that it's going to be lower than March. So now March is our biggest month. If you're not planning that way, if you're a printer who generally follows this pattern, this seasonality pattern, then you should be getting ready for what might be at the end of the year a surprise if you're not prepared for it. The other thing I'd like you to look at is slide 2007. That red line shows the old traditional pattern of the business. So you can see how the industry has changed. By 2008, that retail business really changed dramatically. Slide 7 shows the first quarter compared to prior years. You see that we're only slightly ahead on an inflation-adjusted basis compared to 2010, even though it looks like we're ahead almost $1 billion compared to 2010. We're actually kind of flat with it. And with 2009, we're down over $1 billion for the quarter. So it's not exactly a good recommendation to follow the current dollar data to get a sense of where the industry is going, but that's the easiest data to find, of course. So inflation adjustment is absolutely critical. And on the next page, slide 8, we show the new inflation adjusted table. And it's extremely critical that you start looking at prior year's data with this kind of adjustment. So be sure to do that. Slide 9 shows our forecasts, and they haven't changed a whole lot. The 2011 forecast from the conservative model, and we think that's probably the best one, shows business at around $88 billion. We'll probably get close to that. The big difference, of course, is in the aggressive forecast when you start looking at the 2017 compared to the conservative forecast. That's more than a double change. So the models are starting to disagree rather significantly. We're still comfortable with our forecast all the way out in the green column. Canada is, as you can see from the chart on slide 10, having a difficult time, but we've known that for quite some time, and I don't see any let up there. There's probably a great room for consolidation in Canada with perhaps some U.S. Printers in that regard. At some point, they will start to strengthen the dollar again. I don't know when that will be. There's always the possibility of some kind of economic crisis on a worldwide basis, and people run to the dollar temporarily, and then when they leave, it will weaken some more. But Canada's economy is quite quite good, and it looks like there's going to be enough of an incentive to keep their economy strong, and they will also benefit from higher commodity prices, that if you are an integrated printing business looking to make an acquisition, it may be worthwhile taking a good look at working with some Canadian print organizations. The forecast with the aggressive model is absolutely dreadful. I don't think there will be no printing business in Canada in 2017, but I don't think the conservative model of $7.4 billion Canadian is going to hold up either. So that's why we just average the two of them out in the column called mean. It will probably be better than that, but it looks like just there's going to be some rough period there for quite some time for our Canadian printing organizations. And that is about it for this particular discussion of our printing shipments. We're looking forward to starting to see some things in the second quarter and how they're going to start playing out. But again, the most important data that will be emerging will be in about 2 weeks for the revised shipments data. And when we get that, we issue our historical shipments report, and we go back into the early 1990s. We re-update all of our inflation adjustments, and we add inflation adjustments not just for the consumer price index, but for the general producer price index, the producer price index for commercial printing, and we also use the price adjustment that they also use to inflation adjust GDP. So if any of you are interested in how those things differ, that report will definitely be showing that. And we always have some surprises in there as well. In the meantime, if you haven't listened to The Turbulent Ride to 2020 and our discussion of the printing industry from the last Graph Expo, be sure to do that. And also the audio from the economic webinar of April 20 and the slides are available for free download. So be sure to check up on those. And also take a look at our e-store and be sure to download Disrupting the Future if you have not already, and also Renewing the Printing Industry. The details can be found on slide 14. Thank you very much and look forward to chatting with you again very soon.